The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
All right, welcome. It is a Thursday, Friday Eve, as I like to say. And actually, for me, it is Friday. I know I wasn't here yesterday. Sorry about that. And I'm telling you right now, I won't be here tomorrow. Because tomorrow night, we're actually going to see Melissa Etheridge in concert. And as I just explained in the chat room, given the choice between going out and seeing good live music or talking about this shit show that we're currently living in, I'll take the music any time. I don't know. I don't recognize this country anymore, even though what is recognizable is not very enjoyable these days. I just couldn't do a show yesterday. I needed a day, and I don't know if it did me any good or not. But so last night, you know, it was a discussion as to whether or not to watch this debacle, this spectacle on CNN. And in the end, David and I figured we should watch it. I should watch it because it is my job. As much as I detest it at times, it is my job. And I thought I needed to see it so I could properly opine on it. I didn't last very long. And I lasted a whole lot longer than I wanted to. I was, so we turned it on, and from the minute he walked out on the stage, by the way, did you see it? It was lovely. In fact, hold on, for those of you watching the video, I'm just going to put it up on the screen. I'm not going to put up the audio because you don't need to hear his voice. Seriously, ever. Again, you do not need to hear his voice ever again. But what I'm going to do is put up the part of the debate last night where he walked out on the stage. Now, for a guy with his purported money, and whether or not he's actually, you know, wealthy or not, we still don't know, because although the government, somebody got his tax returns, we haven't seen them. I don't believe. I think he's a good paper pusher. I'm gonna start this video. Watch when he walks out on the stage, how disheveled and unkempt he looks. So the audio is. So there's Caitlin Collins. She's doing her little intro. I guess I cued it in too far, but I want you to see. Here he comes walking out on the stage. Hold on. And now I've got all the writing in the. But he is so. Look at how that suit fits him, or actually doesn't fit him. And then this was the moment I knew we were in trouble, because most of the audience in the room is on their feet. They're clapping for him. Yes, this was this spectacle. The audience was packed with Trump fans. Allegedly, it was supposed to be Trump supporters and undecided voters. Well, we've talked about this before. If you are undecided about Donald Trump at this point, then you're an idiot. You're simply a moron. If you haven't decided yet that this thing is really dangerous, then I'm sorry, you shouldn't be voting. I know we don't have a test, a literacy test for voting, but the citizenship test should be given to people before they vote. I don't know. You know, they're screaming about people voting who shouldn't be allowed to. I'm saying the people who support this monster shouldn't be allowed to. So we're watching. And there were many times screaming at the TV. And I'm like, I can't believe they're letting him say this shit. I can't believe they're doing this. By they, I mean CNN. And sure enough, they were. And they did. And Caitlin Collins, who I really don't like, actually did an okay job. Now, again, if it was me, I would have told him, well, I would have said,
I just need you to shut the fuck up because nobody asked you, bitch. I need you to shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Just shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Bow, bow. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bow, bow. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bow, bow. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bow, bow.
See, that's what I would have said to him. And that's why I'm not. It's one of a million reasons why I'm not, on cable news. But that aside, she tried to correct him a number of times, and he did what he does every day of the week, which is just roll right over her. It was just so distasteful. I cannot get the taste out of my mouth. And then, yes, Spocko in the chat room said, I got depressed after seeing how he defamed E. Jean Carroll again. Well, that was when I said, okay, I can't do this. I just can't do this. So he was found liable of sexual assault and defamation and order to pay her $5 million. So what does he do? He goes on national TV and does it all over again. And then the audience laughs. He calls her, I don't know, a whack job or something like that. And the audience laughs. Can we talk about what he is? He is a rapist and a criminal and a liar and a con man. And a good portion of this country thinks he should be back in the White House? I'm going to tell you one thing. If he winds up back in the White House, I'm out of here. I am so out of here. Do I know where I'm going? No. Do I have any money to move out of the country? No. And if I can't physically move out of the country, I will take myself out metaphysically. You can read into that whatever you want. I will not live in a world where that thing is the president. So maybe that'll give someone else reason to vote for or against him. You know? It's fortunate or not fortunate, however he puts it. God, piece of shit. I don't even remember what the final straw was. But, you know, I've been teetering on the edge of sanity for the last couple of weeks. And I start watching this thing, and finally it was maybe 20 minutes into it. And I said, I cannot watch this anymore. For my own mental health, I cannot watch this anymore. And David's like, well, let's just watch for a few more minutes. I said, you're not listening to me. And I picked up my shit and I went in the other room. I said, when you're ready to turn this off, let me know and I'll come back inside. And I came back in here and I did some work and I could not watch it anymore. And then, you know, this morning I'm hearing about more things that he said and did. He called Caitlin Collins, you're a nasty woman. You know what? Everything about that man is distasteful and disgusting and just a travesty. There's not one thing that is that is suitable for adult conversation with this man. And it, you know what? If it was just him and his little fringe group, that would be one thing. But the fact is, there's a big enough, still a large enough number of Americans who support this crap, this shit that spews out of the mouth of this con man, that he is the leading contender for the Republican nomination for the race for president in 2024. It is just inconceivable. But it brings everything around, doesn't it? It makes you understand why he said, and it's the line that stuck with us for so long. You remember this one? Whoops! Hold on, I gotta turn this off because that thing is still playing in the background. No, we do not want that. Okay, but when he said this all those years ago.
I love the poorly educated.
He loves the poorly educated because you stupid fucking people are easy to control. Because you believe the nonsense that spews from his mouth like vomit. Every time he opens it, the vomit spews out. And these idiots believe it. You know, we were warned, we were told during the years that the idiot was in office, oh, don't call the Trump voters stupid. No, I'll call them stupid. And if I find out that I know somebody who is a Trump voter, I'll tell them exactly what they are. Not only stupid, but willing to torch what's left of this country. So I didn't pull any audio from that thing last night. No, I didn't. And I'm not going to. But I can. You know, Aaron Rupar over at, his own thing now, but on Twitter, put together a whole thread. If you'd like to hear what you missed. But you know what? I'm finally, my anger is calming down a little bit. So, no, I won't do that. Instead, you know what? The phone lines are open. I would love to hear from you. Did you watch this thing last night? What do you say to CNN today? Do you ever turn that channel back on again? And now they're talking about, oh, Caitlin Collins is probably going to be the new 9 o'clock. She'll take over the slot that was, who was on at 9 o'clock? I don't even know. Anderson Cooper. They moved everybody around. I have not watched CNN except for very brief moments since they made this whole move with Chris Licht. Chris Licht. Wonder what he licked to get this job. We know what he's licking to keep it. Yeah. So in other news, so that happened. Anyway, phone lines are open, 954-889-6410. I would love to know if you watched it. Howie Klein will be around. He'll be here in about 15, 20 minutes or so. So we can talk to him. All right. Let's see. Someone's calling from 480. Where's the 480 area code?
Eastern Maricopa County. It's Darlene.
Oh, hey, Darlene, Arizona. I wasn't familiar with the 480 area code. I guess I should be.
Yeah. I'm in Mesa.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well,
I did not watch it, but I saw bits and pieces of it on various MSNBC shows.
Mm-hmm.
And when they showed him defaming Eugene again, I was like, what the hell is going on? Can't somebody make him stop that? I mean, he's already been, fined $5 million.
Right. Yeah. No, I guess nobody can stop him from doing anything. And again, this, this was my point the other day when I got into it with a guest. If you are white enough and rich enough and powerful enough in this country, you get away with murder. I do not believe that that criminal, that con man, that piece of shit, Donald Trump, will ever pay any of the consequences that he should be. He will never see a day in jail. He will never be held accountable for his crimes.
On one of the MSNBC evening shows, they had on a legal guest, and this legal guest said, if he's nominated as the Republican candidate and he's found guilty and goes to prison, he can still run as president and he could actually become president while he's in prison, pardon himself and everybody else that he wants to pardon from January 6th.
Oh, my God. Well, he was asked last night, will you pardon the January 6th convicted criminals? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to say all of them, but probably. And then he was asked specifically about the Proud Boys, who were just convicted of seditious conspiracy. And he said, well, I'll have to look at that. We'll see. Ugh. Everything about him is reprehensible. Everything.
He makes me want to throw up.
Yeah. He makes me want to do more than that.
It's really sad. Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling. Right. I'm wondering who did watch it. Did you watch it? Hi, who's this?
This is Proudskill in Alabama.
Hey there. So, did you watch it?
I watched some of it enough to get disgusted because, unfortunately, I live with my mom. Ooh. And she had it on.
Oh, no.
And I
just
had to walk.
Is mom a fan? Does mom like him?
Mom hates him,
oh,
being
okay.
From Brooklyn.
Okay.
So
she was hate-watching. She was hate-watching, not watching because she likes him.
Yes.
Okay.
And being in a small town, living in Tuscaloosa, and being from up north, I like big cities. And I like to visit Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I cannot visit one of my favorite buildings. And one of my favorite buildings in Atlanta is the state capitol because of the architecture. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, because of a certain orange person, his dispute with the state, and it might lead to criminal charges,
right.
I have to worry about political violence breaking out.
Yes, that's very true.
And they live in CNN is headquartered in the very city of this, and they are betraying Atlanta. They are betraying Atlanta. I'm telling you, unfortunately.
Well, CNN is betraying the country. The fact that they're doing this, and apparently it's backfiring on them, because they thought they were going to have this ratings bonanza. Well, it turns out, not so much. Let me find these ratings numbers. Apparently, they had fewer viewers than the last time Trump did a thing there in March of 2016. Let's see. Trump drew fewer viewers than March 2016, 3.2 million town hall, nearly eight times fewer viewers than 2015 GOP primary debate. Apparently, it was a flop. Relatively speaking, it was a ratings flop. And apparently, people inside the building at CNN are as pissed off as we are outside the building. So I think they've got a bit of a morale problem today over there.
Oh, certainly. And it's not only that. He is encouraging the same type of people that shot up that mall in Dallas to do things like that and
yep.
shoot up churches
yep.
and movie theaters. Please.
Yep.
This has to end. I mean, I had a friend that died of gun violence, and I'm just sick of this.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. You know, here, everything, it's opposite world. We are living an opposite world. The fact is that there are passing legislation now to lower the age necessary to buy a gun, because these shootings have done nothing to these Republicans other than make them more, I don't know, money hungry, power hungry, afraid, you know, alarmist that they're going to come and take your guns. Well, please do it already. I'm sick of the threats. Unfortunately, it's not the Democrats threatening to take the guns. It's the Republicans threatening that the Democrats will take their guns, and the Democrats haven't taken their guns.
As a former radio person, this is sort of sidetracking.
Yeah.
I am excited by your Women Who Rock project. In fact, I think right now the young women in rock and roll are more exciting and interesting than the younger men. So.
Yeah.
Should be very interesting.
They are. There are some bands making a lot of noise. You know, I was watching some of them because Coachella was a couple of weeks ago, and they were streaming it, all the different stages on YouTube. So I got to watch some of them. And I'm reacquainting myself with a lot of new artists. The problem is it's moving at the speed of molasses, just like my move is. So it's going to happen. I just don't know when. Story.
Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye.
All right, bye, Proud Scal. In a few minutes, Howie Klein will be here. Let me tell you, this is a good time to tell you this. So we have a new sponsor on the show. And sometimes things happen when you need them to happen. So you know that I've struggled with depression since adolescence. I've been open and honest with you about it. And I've had, you know, I go through, like we all do, peaks and valleys. And I was fine for a while. I had some treatment that I think really worked. And I think the pressure is getting to me again, and I'm not doing so well. And so this company came around at the right time. They're called BetterHelp. And they are a therapy. They're a counseling group. But everything is done online. So it's a whole new world out here. So, you know, I've thought about getting back into therapy a few times in recent months, but finding a therapist near me has proven to be virtually impossible. So BetterHelp came along. And when I heard they want to sponsor the show, I was obviously intrigued. And, you know, it came at the right time. So because I will not do an ad for something without trying it first, without experiencing it, I'm not going to promote something that I don't believe in. They've offered me a 3-month therapy run. So I had my first appointment with my therapist this week, and she was really good. And believe me, I've been in and out of therapy enough to know. Now, the thing is, if I didn't like her, I could say, it wasn't a great fit. And they'll keep matching me with therapists until I find the person I like. But I liked her. So we will talk again on Monday. And the way it works, you go to BetterHelp.com/Nicole Sandler. You fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And again, if that one's not right for you, you can switch at any time at no additional cost until you find just the right person for you. So I had my first session. I'll have my second one on Monday. You can get started too. Visit BetterHelp.com/Nicole Sandler and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/Nicole Sandler. You know what? Give it a shot. Anything is worth a shot. Hi.
Hi. Imagine meeting you here.
Yeah, what's up?
What chased you from the room was when Homunculus was talking about Mike Pence.
Ugh.
And what caused me to leave was when he started talking about the love that was shown on January 6th with, you know, the hockey sticks and the flagpoles and the bear spray,
right,
and all the other items that people normally associate with love and affection.
Yeah.
The man has absolutely no redeeming qualities whatsoever outside of enabling racists and anti-Semites and just all around dumbasses.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, so I left when it was the Mike Pence stuff. You know, he was like, Mike Pence was never in any danger. Of course not. You only had an armed, angry mob chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," and for good measure, they brought their own gallows. They had the noose set up outside of the Capitol building. But no, Mike Pence was never in any danger. Oh, and he could have sent the tallies back to the states. No, he couldn't have. And the thing is, no matter how many times Caitlin Collins protested his lies, he walked right over her. So they really needed somebody on the stage with a big foghorn. And every time he lied, they should have blasted it in his ear. I just came up with that, or I would have had the foghorn sound effect ready. But I kind of like that idea. The next time he speaks anywhere, you listening to me? Anywhere, and lies, hit the fucking foghorn! God, I'm so over this shit. And then there's George Santos. And I should probably save this for Howie Klein. But, oh, we've got a few minutes. So George Santos was finally arrested. Of course, he was freed on a $500,000 bond by an unnamed Republican donor. Go figure. So the big money Republicans who want to make sure George Santos stays in the House of Representatives because they need his vote to do things like they did today. Passing, well, I don't know the stupid name they gave this bill, but to start building Trump's stupid wall again. Hi, Spocko.
Hello.
Oh, you're loud.
I was going to call in and remind you to plug Better Health, because I just had one of my psychiatrists. He called me up and I told him how down I was, and he said, "Could you maybe not like follow the news?"
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, believe me, I would like to not follow the news. Unfortunately, then I'd be as bad as the stupid Trump fans who just don't pay attention to the truth and think, what, if I ignore it, it'll go away?
Right. Well, I had written a piece last night, and I haven't written things for a while because I have like a lot of things in my head. And I wanted to have some positive news to talk about. And the title of it was, "We're Winning. Why Am I Depressed?" You know, E.G. Carroll won, the Dominion won, the Sandy Hook families won. And I realized that the reason is because it wasn't enough. And I think that this is something that, and then I went to about encouraging and thinking about other types of cases. And I realized that Glenn Kirshner talked about the sense of feeling of justice. And one of the things that they talked about is there a point where you see that the person who has done wrong is then feeling the pain from it afterwards? Because that's where you wanted to get like a certain amount of justice. And we're not seeing that. He gets a $5 million, you know, and he goes, "Well, I'll raise four times more of this."
Yeah.
Or people say, "Oh, he'll never, Alex Jones will never have to pay."
Yeah, well, check this out. So here's a perfect example. Alex Jones is ordered to pay upwards of $1 billion to some of these Sandy Hook victims. The daughter of the principal of Newtown Elementary School, of Sandy Hook Elementary School, is fighting cancer. She had to do a GoFundMe to help pay for her fucking cancer treatments while Alex Jones owes her millions of dollars. He murdered her mother. And she has to do a GoFundMe to deal with her, to pay for cancer treatments. There's something seriously wrong in this country. Seriously wrong.
Yeah, it is. It is the part of this in terms of the next step after this, and this is what one of the things I was writing about, which is we oftentimes have a story for after we lose a case. Trump is good at coming up with a story after he loses a case. We need to have a story after we win a case, which is we win and then we keep going until it crushes them. And so, and forcing them to like rub their nose in it and admit it, instead of this good sportsmanship. "Well, he lost the race. I guess he'll go back to Mar-a-Lago and be quiet."
Right.
That is not his mindset. It is our, you know, good sportsman's mindset. So what can the next step be? So she won. There's another case, defamation case coming, and maybe a third one. The additional thing that we need to look for is forcing other cases into that, where you want to see them in the pain, you know, it's like, and that's part of it. And I realize that's why I'm feeling depressed and I'm feeling like there's nothing we can do. Well, they have been some successful cases. Let's build on that feeling and not let him. I kept thinking of the line, "Just when I started stopping talking about Trump, he pulls me back in." Okay. He'll pull me back in. Let's keep going. Who is next? How next to nail him?
He is unnailable. That's the thing, because facts don't matter in his world. And you're right. We saw it last night. Caitlin Collins kept pushing the facts and he would just steamroll right over her like he didn't even hear her. What she said, it wasn't even there. And the audience went along with him. And CNN fucked up royally by packing that audience filled with Trump fans. Because it put their star in a really bad position, because she was totally neutered up there. She was as powerless as he wanted her to be. It, everything about it was so frustrating as a viewer to watch this and say, this man is a fucking rapist. Okay, so the jury said, well, we don't know for sure about the rape because his dick is so small, she couldn't say for sure whether or not it went in. So we'll say we don't know about the rape, but he definitely sexually assaulted her. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't even go on the sex offenders registry because it was a civil case and not a criminal conviction. So this man, again, gets to walk around and defame her again and gets no consequences. And that's why I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm depressed.
I feel it. I know it. And I understand it. And I think that we need to understand that there is part of the system that is missing right now. And it is one of the reasons that I actually think it would be good news. I mean, we're like, something instead of the Democrats, let's talk about our successes in the economy. No, go after the people around Trump as well. I
mean, we're often you know what? Yeah. Fuck that. You want to go around go after the people around Trump? Come down to Miami this weekend, where there's a Nazi convention at the Doral Golf Club that he owns, where his son Eric and his shill-in-law, whatever her fucking name is, are speaking there next to goddamn neo-Nazis. You know, I'm just so sick of it. And Spocko, I got to run because I got to get Howie on the line.
All right. Take care.
Talk to you later. Thanks. All right. You know what time it is, right?
Are you a multinational corporation hungry for a treat? Well, come on down to Schmucky Chucky's, where you'll personally be seated by Chuck Schumer himself.
So many dishes, and they're all fresh.
You're gonna love our Blue Dog special, the Dino Burger, because we say so.
A good hamburger and french fries.
And every burger comes with a side order of
grits. I love grits. I love anything with corn. It's corn.
All for only $50,000. Wash it all down with a Dirty Debbie.
9/10 water, 1/10 orange juice. After a week or two, you drink this, it's 200 calories and it's acetic.
And wipe your mouth with a tissue print of Glass-Steagall. For dessert, try our DNC tarts.
Little cookies, tell the quality of that.
Most restaurants give you a mint, but at Schmucky Chucky's, you get complimentary.
Sweet and low.
Who picks up the tab for all this? Find out now with Howie Klein of DownWithTyranny.com on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Yo, Howie Klein.
Hi, Nicole.
I'm just fine and dandy. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm in the middle of baking a banana cake and doing my post as well.
Nice. Okay. So what are you writing about now?
Well, I just finished a story which I just got up about Trump's little shit show yesterday.
Oh, God. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, but I've watched pieces of it on YouTube.
Yeah. That's the way I should have done it. You know, it's part of me. It's like I thought I should watch it because it's my job and I need to see what's going on. But damned, I did not want to give them credit, the ratings. But I couldn't figure out a way around it. And I thought, what the hell? I didn't last more than 20 minutes. And that, it was rough. I'm screaming at the TV. I'm on the verge of throwing things.
Anything else? I mean, was there any chance there was going to be anything other than what he did?
No. I guess exactly. I just had to see how bad it was going to be and how stupid CNN was to bend over and let him have his way with them yet again.
Yeah.
Because he raped them just like he did E. Jean Carroll.
Good point. And their audience.
Yes. And all of us. Anybody who watched that shit. You know, Caitlin Collins, again, she bugs the crap out of me. But I give her credit for trying to fact check him.
I thought she did a decent job.
And then she just apparently gave up because there was no point, because he rolled over her like a steamroller.
Yeah.
And so is. CNN, I guess this is their thing now. They're going to be the new fair and balanced.
Although everyone who works there seems to not be supporting the head guy who made this happen. There's a lot of criticism from inside CNN about having let Trump do that. There was no criticism before the thing that I saw, but after it, they let loose. Even CNN has a media. I wrote about this.
Yeah, Oliver Darcy is their media reporter who replaced Brian Stelter.
He raked them over the coals for this.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good. They deserve every bit of criticism they get. There was no mechanism to hold him, to shut him up when he kept lying, repeating the same fucking lies over and over and over again, and they couldn't stop it. And then they had audience.
They could have. They have a little switch that they could have switched a seal catching bulls.
That's very true. That's very true. But they didn't. And to make matters worse, they stacked the audience with maggots. So they applauded every one of his.
Just made me want to kill.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And that's what I'm writing about right now. That's what I was writing about when you called, working on a story for tomorrow about the audience.
Gotcha. Well, the audience was despicable. And when they kept, going to the audience, there were some people who were not applauding, but that wasn't, that wasn't pushback enough for all the cheers when he lies and said, we won that, it was a fraud. And they go crazy, clapping. And when he lied about everything, I finished the wall, they clap. Well, if he finished the wall, why did the Republicans in the House today pass a new bill to start building his stupid wall again? And they did.
Did they? I didn't see that.
They did.
What did Tony Gonzalez do? Was he the only one of them who voted no?
Oh, I have no idea. I just know that it passed along party lines. I didn't see the actual breakdown of the votes. I just figured it was every one of those idiots with an R next to their names in the House who voted for it, and all the Democrats voted against it.
They were going to vote against it. Gonzalez, whose border, his district has more of the border than any other district in America, so he has the most. He hasn't had the majority, but he has the plurality of the border.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was totally against it. So I don't know. I'm curious to see what he did.
Let's see.
My guess is that he actually did vote no, and there were several others who said that they weren't going to vote yes either. And I want to see what they did, and also I want to see if any of the Democrats went along with that.
Good question. Too. Okay, I'm going to pull up and see if the roll call is up yet. Let's see. Secure the Border Act. Here it is. Okay, so
take a look and see if any Democrats voted yes and any Republicans voted no.
No Democrats voted yes. Two Republicans voted no. Let's see who they are.
Tony Gonzalez.
Let's see. G, hold on, because they do it alphabetically. And Tony Gonzalez. I don't see him as a nay.
Really? Nope.
Hold on, I'm looking at the eyes. Tony Gonzalez voted yes.
Wow.
Who are the other? Because the way they do it,
Brian and carrying on.
Yeah, you like
and
that?
And then who voted no? Brian Patrick, I would guess.
Fitzpatrick, hold on. Because the way they do this on the House.gov website, the Democrats are all in italics and the Republicans are all standing. So I've got to look and try to find one.
Look for Brian Fitzpatrick. He would be a probable no vote.
Fitzpatrick, he is not. Fitzpatrick voted yes. Who else? There are two no's, so I got to find the two. It's like the needle in the haystack. I'm looking. Let's see.
It would be hard for me to believe she would do it, but she made some noise about it. Check Nancy Mace from South Carolina.
Nancy Mace voted yes. Massey voted no.
Oh, messy, and probably it wasn't strict enough for him.
Yeah, I guess, right? So we got one is Massey. Who's the second one?
Massey is a libertarian nut from and quite crazy from Kentucky.
Oh,
I'm just saying that to the audience while you're looking.
From Kentucky. Wow. Okay, yeah. Massey is the only one I'm seeing. There was another one. Who else could it be? I'm trying to think what Republicans would have gone against the green here.
Could have possibly been one of the New York Republicans, or maybe one of the New Jersey Republicans, although I doubt it. Jesus. Hard to imagine. The guy who was trying to lead a charge against it was Gonzalez. So I don't know what they gave him or promised him. You know, he's also in a funny situation because there are two maggots running against him in the primary. So he's, you know, I guess he judged that he had to do this to keep his job. But still, he vowed he would vote against it. I mean, it wasn't like Nancy Mace, who always votes, you know, always claims she's going to vote against something.
She says one thing and then the last minute flips and does the other. So she hopes she'll be called a moderate or, you know, and then always votes with the Republicans regardless.
Always.
Yeah, she's kind of annoying in that front. I cannot find the other non-italicized name here. This is really frustrating.
I can sing and dance for the audience while you look for it.
Okay, you do that. I'm gonna give it one more shot, one more round through. So in the meantime, why don't you tell us about George Santos, if that's what his name really is?
Well, it's not, right? I mean, he isn't the one George Santos just showed up on the indictment as AKA George Santos. Oh. His name is DeVolder.
Right.
So anyway, yeah. So he was indicted on 13 counts. He's now negotiating with them for a lighter sentence because he knows he's not indicted for lying about being on the badminton team. He got indicted for serious financial crimes that would send him to jail for at least two decades. And no matter how much he, you know, might want to get, you know, to know some rapists in prison, that's not going to be. That's, two decades is a long time to be in prison.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing is generally speaking, if you're accused of a crime and you're you're guilty and you're going to be found guilty, you can usually get half the sentence in a plea bargain before the judge and the jury get to it. By resigning from your job. But the thing is everyone knows he's not even going to be the Republican nominee, let alone be a candidate for a congressman anymore. So if he waits too long, it's not going to be worth half his sentence. They'll say no. You know, they'll give him maybe if he resigns in a few months, they'll say we'll give you a year off. But if he does it now, he might get he might get 10 years off. But, you know, so everything that you hear him doing now, all his silly tweets about, claiming that it was because he's got all this nonsense, you know, witch hunt, for example. But there was one about this right-wing Chinese guy that he said, the reason that they arrested me is because I talked about him. This nonsense, all this nonsense, but all this is just him negotiating. That's all it is. That, you know, and then his lawyer will sit down, or is already sitting down for all I know. I don't know with the feds, and they will try to come up with a plea bargain for him. I mean, definitely, this is not going to be going to trial. He will bargain to get out of this.
McCarthy is now saying that he won't support George's reelection bid, but he is not going to ask him to resign because fuck principles. He needs the votes.
Right. And he knows that there's no reelection bid. I mean, George Santos is not the Republican Party of Nassau County and the Republican Party of New York. Both of them have already come out and said he will not be our candidate. He's not getting renominated. So, you know, they've already got somebody lined up to get that state senator.
Yeah, anybody.
Who ran against Swazi one time and lost. And if Swazi winds up running, Swazi will beat him again by even more this time.
Oh, my God. Okay, I found it. It is John Duarte of California is the other Republican who voted against the wall.
Okay. Well, that's interesting that Duarte would do that. But Duarte is in an extremely Democratic district full of Hispanics.
Oh,
so it's a very, very Hispanic district, and they vote blue. And the only reason that he won, and I think it was either the closest race or the second closest race in the country. It was just a tiny. It's a very, very low. It's one of the most low turnout districts in the whole United States. Like nobody votes there. And the only reason that he won was because the Democrat is so odious. This guy Adam Gray he was in the state legislature where he just, you know. You want to vote? Just pay him. That's it. He was just sitting there taking money from corporations because those are the ones who want to buy things, and voting with them. He was completely corrupt. He is completely corrupt, a state legislator, and just as bad. He was tied with another guy who also ran for Congress and also lost, Rudy Salas, for the worst members, the worst Democrats in the state legislature, and. I hear he's running again. No, I don't hear. I know. I mean, he has a primary, but he plans to run again.
Wow.
And the DCCC has encouraged him to do that.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, you know, I just peeked over at the chat room, the YouTube chat room, and Jackie's in there, and she's talking about you've got another Green Day Platinum Award that you're doing something with, are you?
Yes, we're in the middle of a contest now. I'm very excited about it, and... there are only 9 members of Congress right now who have 100 score on progressive punch. 100%. So that means they voted right on every single bill.
Right.
Only 9 of them.
Okay.
And one of them is a guy, a freshman from Louisville named Morgan McGarvey. And Morgan, perfect score. Wrote a guest post today talking about the fact that when he was the minority leader of the Kentucky state legislature, and remember, Kentucky used to be part of Virginia, he loved it. He loved his work there. The reason this happened, I'll just tell you what happened.
Okay.
So first I should tell you what we're doing. We're raising money for 5 progressives who are running in Virginia for the state legislature.
Okay.
The Republicans hold state house by 2 votes and 2 seats, and the Democrats hold the state Senate by 2 seats. So it's very, very important that the Democrats expand their control of the state Senate and capture the House, which is very doable. I think they're going to be able to do it. This election is this year. It's not in 2024 like all the other elections. This is this year. It's right now. People are already voting in the primaries right today. They're voting now. So we're trying to raise money with this Green Day record. Not a record. It's a double platinum disc.
Double platinum disc, right?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And so anybody who wants to get this thing or who wants to donate to these candidates, you can donate to 1 or 2 or all 5. Any amount of money. Is then entered in kind of a drawing where we randomly pick one of the people who donates to win this thing.
That's very cool.
Anyway,
and this is for
if you go to With Tyranny, you'll find lots of you can go to the post that's up now by Morgan McGarvey, and you'll find you'll find how to do it and where to do it. It's a special Act Blue page that's just dedicated strictly to the contest, and it's a fun contest, and you know everybody loves Green Day, and it's for Nimrod, great album, and these candidates are wonderful, so. That's
awesome. So if you go to downwithtyranny.com, you'll see the Morgan McGarvey. It's the second post up there now. So that'll lead them to the place where they could enter. Yes. Donate and enter. Yep. Cool.
And you know, it's not like a Republican contest. This is a Democratic contest. If you give $500, great. If you give $1,
great, whatever you, whatever.
You both have
$10 or $20, sure, but right. Everybody is entered. Even if you give a dollar, you have as much chance to win this thing for $1 as somebody who gives $1,000. Everybody has the same chance. In fact, we did one of these things not too long ago for Alan Grayson, and the person who won was somebody who donated $15.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And you have, you know, when I've moved so many times that I've had a few of those awards over the years from, you know, working in radio. And I got rid of most of them. I held on to only a handful of them. Like I've got a Warren Zevon one here from his last album. And I have a Lyle Lovett and a Mark Cohn that are both signed to me, you know, but most of them I sold or gave away. But you were president of Reprise Records. So you've got some really cool swag there, huh?
I have closets full of them. Now, we've given away lots and lots of them over the years through these kind of contests that we do with Blue America. So a lot of the best ones aren't there, but, you know, Green Day is one of the best ones, and it's there. And I still have the, you know, Depeche Mode and Morrissey. I still have some really good ones that eventually I'll give away, even like Ramones.
Mm.
But you know, the Eric Claptons are gone, the Neil Youngs are gone, the Madonnas are gone.
you've been doing this for a lot of years, giving them, it's a good thing to do with them, because what else are you going to do with them?
Right. We started giving away in 2006. So, you know, I still have closets full of these things, including boxes that I don't know what's in, like empty boxes that I don't know what's in them. But, you know, we're planning one now. We're planning to do one of these things for Lucas Kuntz.
Oh, yes. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Well,
this one for these Virginia candidates, it's a really, really good one to do, and it would be great if some of your listeners wander over there and just put some money in. Even if you don't win, it's a really, really important cause, and the Democrats have a very, very good chance to take the Virginia House and therefore to protect everything that they've accomplished, because there's a governor there who wants to overturn everything.
Well,
and he's got one house, so we've got to win that house back and strengthen our the Democratic hold on the Senate, the state Senate.
Without a doubt. And not only, I'm so glad you're doing this, Howie, because look, during the Obama years, the Democrats lost state legislatures like a landslide, like tons of them.
Yep.
They all flipped, and they're all Republican controlled now, and that's why
the Democrats have been taking them back now. They're doing better, but it's still terrible.
Well, that's where we need to concentrate some effort. So, you know, Blue America, for the longest time, you really concentrated almost exclusively on congressional races, and then you branched out a little bit and got involved in some Senate races and even a couple of presidential races. But so now it looks like you're pulling back and going in the
Bernie
other direction.
Race.
Just Bernie,
just,
right? Just Bernie.
Bernie president.
Gotcha. Races. Well, still, so now you're really doing a lot of work on state legislatures, which I'm glad, because we need help there.
Yeah, well, we still are a congressional pack. That's our main mm-hmm. thing. And in terms of the state legislatures, basically what I look for are bench builders, people who I think are very strong, and after serving in the state legislature, they'll go on to be viable congressional candidates. Some of the best members of Congress got their chops in state legislatures,
sure.
Like Morgan McGarvey was an example. Another one who did something for us on this was Ted Lieu. Another one who did something for us on this contest was Pramila Jayapal, who I first met when she was a state senator. Same thing with Ted. I met him when he was a state senator. And Bonnie Watson Coleman is writing something now as well. And Bonnie was the majority leader of the New Jersey legislature, the New Jersey Assembly, and that's when I met her too. So these people know how to pass legislation. They know how to work across the aisle without giving in to the Republicans. And that's what Pramila was known for. That's what Ted Lieu is known for, getting really important bills passed by finding common ground, not by surrendering, mm-hmm. but by finding common ground.
And you know what? Bernie's
so,
good at that,
I
too.
I admire them.
Bernie's good at that. That's what he's always done.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So you have a few articles up at downwithtyranny.com that I was reading. One is about the standings in the Republican, the presidential race. I'm obsessed with it just because my mind cannot grok the idea of Donald Trump being the nominee again. The opposite world nature of everything, the lies and the pretzel twisting and just the con is too much for my brain to take, frankly. So you were talking about who else is out there, and there's really nobody out there, is there?
No, there is, if Trump were to die, let's hope that happens, but if he were to die or go to jail, yeah, which is unlikely, but that would happen,
yeah,
then the chances are is that DeSantis would get the nomination, but it's not positive that he would get it, but that's the consensus is that he would be the next person to up after Trump, and that's as horrible as Trump is a unique individual,
yes,
but DeSantis is like, you know, he's more like, you know,
Hitler.
He's more like Mussolini,
yes,
I mean.
Yeah.
Trump is his own thing, whereas DeSantis is, oh my God, how awful that guy is.
Horrible. But the thing is, and I don't get it. I don't understand the appeal of Donald Trump. I just don't get it. He's despicable to me. It's like, you know, the opposite sides of magnets. He's like, go away. Everything about him just disgusts me. But that said, Ron DeSantis, what people, now that the rest of the country is getting to know him, they don't like him. They do not like him. He is unlikable.
Republicans do.
No, but they don't.
To some extent. Democrats don't. I mean, and independents don't. But a lot of Republicans do. I mean, you know, he doesn't have the kind of support that Trump has. But he does have a lot of support, unfortunately. And you know, if Trump drops out, there are like 10 people who would jump right in.
Yeah.
Maybe even Rick Scott. We want someone horrible.
Voldemort.
Ted Cruz.
Oh, God. These are like the worst of the worst.
Surely. I mean, there's all sorts of monsters who would come out of the woodwork.
The lineup of
certainly,
the
creeps. You know, Chris Christie, who's probably going to jump in anyway.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard to really to say what would happen if Trump were to die. I'll use the best case scenario.
Yeah, let him, please. I wish nothing less for him. I really don't. I would love to see him, you know, let his life catch up with him, and may he keel over sooner rather than later.
Yes. You're not going to have an argument from me on that. And this, you know, I mean, just imagine him sitting and shoving a McDonald's burger down his face and croaking. I mean, you know, the
please,
whole country would accept those who were sad.
Ding
the rest
dong
of us would be celebrating.
Ding dong.
Anyway, I'm afraid that probably won't happen.
No.
And we'll be stuck with a race between him and Biden.
Oh, God. Go listen to Shirley Bassey and the Propellerheads, History Repeating. It's all just a little bit of history repeating. And none of it is good. I'm just ready for something to change, bigly change. Anyway, Howie Klein, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to see Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You know, I actually taped an interview with her for this new project that I'm working on that's still probably a couple months away from launch. But then she invited me to the show. So she's playing at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater tomorrow night. And it's a wonderful place for a show down here. And there aren't a lot of great places. So we're going to do that. Because as I said at the beginning of the show, given a choice between talking about politics in today's world or going to listen to good live music, there's no choice. I will take the music any day of the week. So,
I didn't know that you were still in Florida. I thought you just moved
not
to
yet.
Arizona.
We're not gone yet. So, and it's delayed now for who knows. We're going. It's just, you know, nothing is easy in this life, especially in my life.
Is it a someday kind of situation now?
Is it a what?
Someday?
No. It's going to be this summer, hopefully in the next month. But
I have to ask you a question, not about that.
Okay.
Do you bake?
Yes, not well, but you know, I've been since the pandemic, I've been doing some cooking, and I played with things. I don't really bake per se, but what are you making? What are we talking about?
Baking this chocolate walnut banana cake.
Yum!
And this and it's in the oven, and the smell is so incredibly wonderful that I'm literally I have like drool in my mouth. It's so so good.
I bet.
And I'm thinking if it's in the oven. And it smells. Does that mean I have a leaky oven?
No, no. It's just you want that. It's like that's a wonderful part about cooking is the great smells waft through the house and make you.
Yes, of course.
Yes,
but the oven isn't the oven supposed to like be like tight?
I don't know. I don't think it has to be you know airtight. I don't think nothing can escape. I think some smoke and air has to get out, or it would just be. You know, there would be too much smoke inside the oven, right?
Well, there's no smoke, but the smell is so good. It's just oh, it's
that's
just amazing.
And
it's time to take it out, which I am about to do.
And the show is just about over, so this is a good place to wrap it
up. I wish I could share it with everybody.
I wish you could too. Now I want some.
Oh, it looks so beautiful. It looks amazing, and I line the. The dish with parchment paper, so it's going to be so easy to take it out as
okay,
well.
Okay, so now the chat room is asking for the recipe.
Oh, I was a chef for many, many years. My recipes are, you know, just what I do at the time. There are no written recipes.
Right. You know, I find sometimes I make my best meals that way, and sometimes I really fuck it up. Like, I made cod the other night, and I got a little too spice happy, and it was just, and I let it cook too long, because I was not all here. It was not good, you know, so once in a while, you just have to throw it away and eat a peanut butter sandwich, which is kind of what we did.
I have never made anything that Roland didn't say was like the most delicious thing he ever tasted.
Wow.
No matter what it is, he always loves it.
Well, I'll tell you what we're having for dinner tonight, just because I need something nice after the last couple of weeks. Costco has a thing where they have a big bag of Maine lobster claws and like elbows. So it's all claws and arms or elbows or whatever they call them. And they're cooked. So we just have to crack open all the shells and eat the lobster meat. And I'm going to make artichokes to go with them tonight.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's what we're having tonight is lobster meat and artichokes.
Very, very fancy. I've never cooked lobster.
And you're not cooking it because they're already cooked. So it's basically they're in the bag. You just crack them and eat them. So it's already cooked. Costco, you know, they come out with these things every now and then. So that's what we're doing. So it's a little bit of a splurge, but you know, you need to do that every once in a while.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I have everything cooling off now.
Well, you go enjoy.
I guess I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week. Thank you, Howie Klein.
I'll talk
to you later. Okay, everybody is going to go to downwithtyranny.com and you're going to check out the post about the Virginia legislature. And, you know, if you make a donation, you're entered for the Green Day Platinum Award. Okay, so tomorrow when I'm not here, I thought, you know, like I did last week, I was going off to interview Judith Owen, so I played you a Judith Owen interview. Here's what I'm going to do for you for tomorrow. Because, look, I'd rather you listen to music, too, than deal with this shit. So tomorrow, I've gone back through my archives. I've interviewed Melissa Etheridge a number of times. So what I'm going to do is pull a couple of them from radio stations where she performed. So I've got one from Los Angeles in 2000. And I have another one from Boston that it depends how it all times out. I don't know how much time I have here. And then I have two from my years of doing, you know, talk radio. So I had one from Air America. Melissa joined me one night on the air on Air America from 2008. It was October of 2008, so it was right before the election. And then again, I had a phoner with her in 2014. So I'll play at least one full session where she performs a couple songs and, you know, through the years. So that's what we'll do tomorrow. And you should listen because she's really good. And if you're not familiar with Melissa Etheridge, listen because you'll enjoy it, I promise. So we'll both enjoy Melissa Etheridge tomorrow, okay? You'll get interviews that I've done with her from 2000 through 2014. And the one that I taped with her just last weekend, you'll have in a month or two or something like that. All right. That's it. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for bearing with me. Life is not easy sometimes. And certain things about our world make it even more difficult. So thanks for all the support and you guys for bearing with me. Because we all have bad days every now and then. Sometimes you have bad weeks and months and years. Welcome to my world. All right. With that, please come and listen tomorrow. It'll be on Progressive Voices. It'll be on NicoleSandlerStream.com. You'll get the audio. And if I can, I'm not making any promises. If I have enough time, I will put it in a video form. So it'll run on YouTube as well, because it's mostly interviews. And I'll just put a graphic up and the audio will play. So you guys, I'll do the premiere thing again on YouTube. So at least the chat room will be open and you guys can hang out in there and talk, and I'll be off. And the thing is, we have to get there early so I could say hi to Melissa. So we'll get a picture and share it with you. Okay. All right. So enjoy that tomorrow. I know I will. And I'll see you Monday. And thank you. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Do something you enjoy and try not to think about the orange evil one. All right. Have a great night, a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday.